When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at the Wall Street Journal in New York. IRAs not only allow people to save for retirement, but are also a way to leave money to the grandkids after they're gone. Our J.R. Whalen talks with Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders about proposed legislation that would significantly change the rules that govern passing on tax-free IRA dollars to heirs. First, some money and market news you should know. This year's plunge in government bond yields has made it harder to find decent long-term returns. So some pension fund managers are looking into more non-traditional and riskier investments. That includes putting money in private markets, real estate projects, infrastructure financing, direct lending, and even greenhouses and waste management. Donating time instead of money to others in need might increase your lifespan. A recent Texas A&M University study followed more than 3,500 people in their mid-60s for 13 years. Researchers found that the people who volunteered their time and energy were less likely to have died than those who gave money to charity. People who reported being a caregiver for someone other than a spouse also lowered their risk of mortality. According to the Charities Aid Foundation, an estimated 39% of Americans volunteered last year, down from 5 years ago at 45%. Americans ranked 8th in the world when it comes to volunteering. Coming up, a proposed change to IRAs.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Leaving an IRA to your grandkids seems easy enough. Not anymore, now that Uncle Sam wants to get involved, and it could cost the younger generation dearly when they cash out their inheritance. And Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here to discuss. So, Laura, what are the current rules regarding IRAs that are left to heirs?
Well, there are several rules, as you might imagine. It's always complicated. But it's one thing if you leave an IRA to an heir like a spouse. But if you leave it to a non-spouse heir, like a grandchild, then there are these really favorable rules. They've been in effect for maybe 20 years that say that the younger heir could take the money out over his or her lifetime. So if grandpa dies and leaves an IRA to his 6-year-old grandson, then the child might have another 70 or 80 years to take out that money, and meanwhile it can grow tax-free. Now they have to take out a little bit every year, but it can go on for a very long time, and this is a wonderful benefit.
So now Congress is stepping in, and the House and the Senate want to change those rules. Each bit is a bit different.
The House bill has passed with bipartisan support, so it has the upper hand in this, and we don't know what's going to happen with the Senate. But the House would say that if you're not a spouse and you inherit an IRA, you would have to take the money out in no longer than 10 years.
10 years?
So it would
not
come,
70. Oh, that's a big difference.
Not 70 or 40 or whatever the child's projected lifespan is, but over 10 years.
Is that 10 years tax-free?
It depends. A Roth IRA, the withdrawals are always tax-free, and they would stay tax-free. A traditional IRA, the money is taxed. But you see, it compresses either the time you have to let it grow tax-free, or perhaps if you're leaving it to a grandchild and the grandchild has to take it out in 10 years, that would raise the tax rate on a traditional IRA because so much money is coming out every year.
Now, critics of the current rule that allows a grandchild or an heir that's not a spouse to take money out over the course of 60, 70 years, essentially the life of that person, they've said this kind of tilts toward benefiting the very wealthy.
Well, yes, it does. And most of us are going to need our savings from IRAs and Roth IRAs to fund our retirement. This is for people that have excess funds. And people have charged that it's Mitt Romney and people like that. We know that he had a $100 million IRA
yes.
that would take advantage of this rule. But Congress allowed it in the first place. It was not something that people are just doing outside the law.
And what Congress giveth, Congress can taketh away.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And one of the things here is that what you're doing is you are lessening the lifespan of tax-free dollars. So clearly Congress wants to cash in here and take its share.
They have other things they want to do with the money, and this would raise a good bit of it. Revenue. I think it's about $2 billion over 10 years.
Now, this can be quite a shock for people who have been putting away diligently for decades with an eye on their grandchildren and the next generation. All of a sudden, the rules change at the last minute.
Well, exactly. We talked to a man named Mr. Folk, who was a middle manager at a railroad, and Mr. Folk was a very good investor and very, very good saver. He calls himself a cheapskate, and he managed to take care of his wife and his children and to have a Roth IRA worth more than $1 million projected for each grandchild. And he was very—
Each grandchild?
Yeah, for each four grandchildren.
Wow.
And so but he feels that Congress has changed the rules in the middle of the game. This is just really not fair. And there are other experts who worry because retirement planning and saving is such a long game that it could discourage other people from saving in various ways because Congress could just do anything it wants.
And now the House rule calls for the change to go into effect on the 1st of January next year?
Yeah, well, it's called the Secure Act, and it would take effect for deaths after January 1, 2020. But this is bottled up in Congress right now. We don't quite know where it's going, and the Senate is not acting, and there are slightly different rules in the Senate. The problem is that if it's after January 1, then people who die before January 1 or get full advantage of the current system. But I don't think you'd want to die in order to take advantage.
No, that's a whole different conversation. And for the heirs, this can result in significantly less money that they would inherit over time.
We worked with an accountant to figure out what the cost to Mr. Folk's grandchildren would be. And we looked at a 10-year stretch versus a 60-year stretch. If you took the money out at the end of 10 years and then you reinvested it and paid taxes on it for the other 50 years, the accountant's calculations indicate that the difference for a 23-year-old who inherits a $1 million Roth IRA would be receiving $23 million over 60 years with the stretch rules as they are currently, and versus $23 million versus $16 million. About 30% less over the same 60-year period.
Oh, wow. $7 million comes off the table.
That's about 30%, yeah.
Wow. Well, all eyes will be on Capitol Hill to see how Congress irons out these proposed rule changes. And that is Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders here in our studio. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.